Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here on 96.5 The Fan.
Binkley's here. That's good.
Oh, been here. 50 minutes. He'll be here tomorrow at 6:45. Do you want him in studio?
Tomorrow may be a good day to have Binkley in studio at 6:45, right?
Well, gets him in here earlier.
Yeah, gets him ready for the show.
Yeah, gives him plenty of prep.
No doubt about it.
He's ripping takes out there to nobody.
We should just, like, get a mannequin. Put it out there.
How long would Binkley talk to?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A mannequin before he realized it was a mannequin.
My question is, how long would it take him to disagree with it?
Oh, God, yes. That's really good. This guy's arguing with a mannequin.
Or somehow the best prank to do is like put like a recorded like tape cassette
yes!
in there. And then like try to have an ear to his conversation. Just be like, nope, that's not correct.
Oh, my God.
Illegal man. Yeah. Now, Bigley in with Gold again today. They'll be on from 10 to noon or 10 to 2 today. And then Thursday, short show because the Royals play at 1:10 on Thursday against those Rays. I think I'm going to go to that game. I don't know why. But I hope that's a chance for a series sweep.
Yeah.
And it's a 1:10 start. And then you guys are on your own on Friday
because mm-hmm.
I've been suspended. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
He's off Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I'm off Friday, and then we're off 2 days next week, and then vacation starts.
Yeah, I'm off next week.
Welcome
then you're
to
off the week after.
The summer.
That's why we love this time of year. Yeah. But it is. It's fun. I mean, I do love this time of year, and I'm not joking when I say that. I hate when sports people say, oh, it's a dead. No, it's not. It's the dead time because you're not talented enough to carry a show.
Mac, did we learn anything from Chiefs camp this year?
I mean, I think my biggest thing would be that Bob mentioned it earlier, that Josh Simmons, like, seems like he's trending to be a go.
Yeah.
Training camp, he's going to be a go. Rashee Rice is going to be a go. Maybe the biggest takeaway for me is that this team and specifically this offense is a little healthier going into this year.
Yeah, and The Athletic yesterday had a piece about what, like, every key observation was for every team. And I told you at the beginning of training camp or March that they wanted to get back to the bombs away style of offense, right? We said that right from the start. They're going to go back and they're going to get to this bombs away style mm-hmm. of offense. And that's what The Athletic came away with as well. Their key observation is that the Chiefs want to get back to where they were with that bombs away style of offense that we saw with the deep ball when, you know, Patrick Mahomes first came into the league. And that obviously hasn't been around for the last couple of years. The reasons for that, pretty obvious. The offensive line hasn't been up to standard to give Patrick that time at that left tackle spot, and they've had injuries all over their, you know, wide receiver room. And so when you have injuries coupled with, you know, a non-functioning left tackle for the last couple of years, it's hard to have the time, A, and B, the people to get down the field and throw the deep ball. They feel like they've got that all fixed. And so if they do have that deep ball back, which I told you guys was the goal going into the offseason, what will folks complain about this season with the Chiefs? If Patrick Mahomes is back to like early days Patrick Mahomes, they're putting up points, they're playing defense, they're winning games, what's left for people to bitch about at that point in time? So get back to the deep ball. I know they want to get back to the deep ball. I've been telling you that since March, and it sure looks like that's been the biggest emphasis that they've had during this, you know, spring practice session, is to get that back into their repertoire and doing what they did when they had a lot of fun doing that. And with Travis potentially as last year, you want to have all that kind of fun going on.
I think my biggest takeaway is that finally, potentially, we could actually have what everybody has been seeking with this Chiefs dynasty from day one. And that is to have, maybe the DVOA nerds are here on this one, but like to have that top five. We haven't necessarily been set up for an offense to take off like this one might possibly do, with a, you know, receiver coming back from injury, a receiver coming back from an outstanding rookie year, a veteran receiver, a draft receiver with high hopes, and then you bring in a veteran running back combination. That's definitely know what that's going to be. No one's going to go out here advocating they need to run the ball more. We know what they're going to do at running back. Those guys are going to get it on third and short, second and one, short and goal from the goal line. Just get the tough bulldozer type of yards.
I need them to get that this year. That needs to be off of my plate this year. Like third and one, it has to be something that you can, you know, convert. Like third and one, second and one has been absolutely dreadful for this organization.
And that's what those guys are here for. They're not here to each get 1,000 yards.
Right.
Obviously, they're here to get 1,000 yards probably between the both of them, which I believe they'll get more than that. But again, I also think that you add that to the defense that they essentially brought people back, right? Nick Bolton got the contract. McDuffie's still here. They added some defensive pieces. Jaden Hicks is coming back for a sophomore season that we're a lot of us are hyped up on. And maybe this is finally the first time, injury prevailing, you've got your wide receiver room loaded with Patrick Mahomes, with a running back duo that's a veteran standout. You have an offensive line that has been rehashed and repatched. And then you have the defense that is still under the guidance of Steve Spagnuolo, still has a lot of those superstars in Leo Chenal and George Karloftis, Chris Jones, Nick Bolton.
A lot of new blood, too, on that D-line.
No doubt about it. And maybe this is finally the time that the DVOA nerds and guys like that I tend to respect, they can be like, okay, top three offense and top five defense. You put that together, oh my God, they're not 15-2, but they're 13-4 and they're a better team they were last year than they, or this year than they were last year, even though the record doesn't indicate that, but they're putting teams away earlier. They're scoring points. I know that I'm on a high horse here, hoping that this is the case, but that's what I took away from camp this year. Everybody's gotten better. Everybody's healthy for now. Again, we'll still figure out if there's going to be a suspension or if Joshua Simmons will start at left tackle.
Is there anybody that we're concerned about injury-wise? So you say healthy, and I'm like, I can't think of anybody that we're concerned about going into this season other than a guy that we've never seen play before Simmons. Other than that.
But, I mean, this is that year where I think finally we might have that opportunity to see it all click. And why not a better time than when your quarterback changes his look, your tight end's on his way out, you got blown out in the Super Bowl, and everybody wants to say that this guy's better, or this team's better, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap. That sucks.
Guys, we're still here.
And again, I'm biased because I've seen that offense and I've seen that defense, but I've never seen the two together. And that's what I hope was my takeaway from camp this year, because you've added guys like Royals. You've added guys like the kid from is Royals the one from SMU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
So you added him. You bring back Rashee Rice after injury. You bring back Hollywood Brown after injury. You add Xavier Worthy after his superstar.
No, Royals is BYU.
BYU. Yeah.
Yeah, because Rashee Rice is SMU.
SMU's okay.
That running back guy.
Rashard Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe, just maybe, you get lucky and everyone who, you know, decided to zig, you zagged on Joshua Simmons, and all of a sudden you have the next top five left tackle, and you have Mahomes getting older, which I know sounds weird to say out loud at 30.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, now what happens, right? We've seen the number at 30 years old at quarterback, they take completely off.
Yeah, he gets
Mahomes
better.
Took off at 25, so we know that was there. But what happens if now you ask for the deep ball, you get the protection, then you get the ball back from defense, all of a sudden we're looking at games going, guys, it was 21-3 in the first half, and this team got to go on cruise control because they didn't have to worry about giving up points or chasing another team offensively. So my biggest takeaway, hopefully, is that this is the first year that both teams on both sides of the ball are that legit at the same time.
Yeah, and that would be great. It would be awesome to see them go out there and have a top five offense and top five defense. And then that's you got to be in top 10 in both in order to have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. You go back and look at the numbers over the years, and they are top 10 in just about every offensive and defensive category the Super Bowl champions are. And so there's, you know, this like, oh, we just go out and outscore. But no, you still have to have a defense. You still have to go out there and play defense. And they do have a defense. They do have guys that can get after it. I like the fact that they got younger on that defensive line. We don't know the names of these guys. We don't know if they're going to be good, but they went out there and invested a lot of draft picks, obviously, too, into that defensive line to get younger, to get quicker, to get stronger, and really to give Chris Jones an opportunity to not have to play on every snap, you know? And how much better is Chris Jones going to be if he has the opportunity to come off the field for a play or two every drive and knowing that they've got young guys in there that can do, you know, just as good as Chris Jones can potentially do at that position, to give him an opportunity to get some air on the sidelines and then come back in and turn it on. And you look at your defensive ends, you go four deep now at the defensive end position for this organization. So you've got a lot of talent and a lot of depth on that defensive line. And I think that bodes well to making your defense even better. And then obviously you went out and invested a ton of money into that left tackle spot, whether it's Simmons, whether it's Moore, whoever it's going to be at that spot, you've invested a ton of money and resources to fixing that left tackle spot. And so from those reasons, I'm excited about what can happen along the lines for both of these teams. And if the lines are good, everything else falls into place.
Yesterday was announced that training camp is officially a go. I believe they said at 10 a.m. today, season ticket holders get crack at tickets for training camp. And then tomorrow, 10 a.m., it goes to the general public. So here we go. July 22nd through the day of August 13th is training camp. So it's going to be that typical grueling.
Those
struggle.
Are dog days, brother.
I still will never forget that. You've never been to a Chiefs camp?
No.
I can't wait for you to see the ice pool at the end of practice.
Oh, the ice bath, yeah.
I mean, it is just a giant pool, and they're all just going up there to get into it. I mean, it is great. It is fun. I always suggest fans to go up there. That's the first time. Maybe the only time you'll see these guys be almost as human as possible, because yep, they're not in, you know, full padded gladiator gear. They're not told to be certain places. They're actually like kind of just in shirts and shorts and a helmet. And they'll sign. They'll say hi. You got to get lucky to get an autograph, because everybody will, you know, get up there.
So you got to know what days to go to. They'll put out like who's signing on each day and all that kind of stuff. And I will say, you know, it's a lot different than when I was growing up and you just went to, you know, a random field and watched teams practice and got up close and personal. But that's how I became a football football fan. My dad took me to training camp back in the day in the 80s, and I sat there with the general manager of the Giants, and my dad's like, ask him why he hasn't signed Lawrence Taylor yet. So I did, and the guy got mad, and you know, it was fun, and but you became a fan. That's how you became a fan. I think training camp is the best way for you to become a fan of the team. Take your kids to training camp. Just one time, take them up there, let them experience that. They'll have that memory forever.
Yeah, it says the first day in all practices at 9:15 a.m. It says exclusive STM day, closed to the public, but autographs full team. Wednesday the 23rd, they even tell you who's signing that day on the announcement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you know who's signing.
So Thursday the 24th, quarterbacks, running backs, and specialists. So if you want
That'll
your
be
chance,
a big day.
You want your chance, Thursday, July 24th. I will ask you this on the other side because I have a question about the Chiefs on what would surprise you more. Plus, we'll dive into more here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right along on an 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. We're talking about biggest takeaways from minicamp. Or Chiefs camp, mini camp, training camp, Nixon Five. I do get kind of excited for training camp. I don't know why. It's the same thing every year. But I had a question for you guys last night, and it was more of a surprise question. And text line, you can chime in too, 913-586-7965. Would you be more surprised if Josh Simmons starts at left tackle or Rashee Rice does not receive any sort of suspension?
I think the suspension one would surprise me more because I feel like the NFL just suspends a lot of guys, you know, for doing things. And we've been talking about this for a very long time right now. So I think the bigger surprise would Rice not getting suspended because I feel like it's in the NFL's MO. Could be completely wrong about that, but I feel like it's in their MO to just suspend guys when you have incidents like that off the field to send a message.
Yeah, I think the same, mainly because of the suspensions, but also because, I mean, when you go and you talk to some of those coaches and see like the glisten in their eye when they talk about Isaiah Simmons and how excited they really are and how he is seemingly healthy and taking those number one reps right now. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. The only question with Isaiah Simmons ever was health. It was never about the talent, the intangibles, the skill to play the position. If he's healthy, he's the best guy on the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm with you guys on the suspension because I think it's coming. I think it's going to be 6 games. I think they'll try to knock it down to 4, like appeal it. I don't know if that works.
I think 6 is way too many. I think they go to 4 and they appeal to 2 at this point. Like, you haven't heard anything about it, right?
I know. That's what I was trying to wonder, like, when they would start. Because do you think we know, like, where the stadiums are if Rashee Rice is suspended? What happens first?
I'm not putting money on either.
I don't know.
Like, but the NFL is basically now shut down until July 20th.
I was
going
to say, until they start camps. Yeah. Like all that sort of thing.
So. I mean, like, yeah, I feel like there has to be some sort of suspension, but maybe not. I don't know. We've gone this long and nobody's really talking about a suspension over there. Like, you ask people and like,
from
the
text line that said, I'd be really surprised if a left tackle started by the name of Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Worst draft pick of all time. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That guy
who never played a snap.
Was he a Raider?
A Titan. Never played a snap. First round draft
there?
Pick.
What happened to that
guy?
He was
a bad football player that didn't care about anything. I don't know. It was literally the worst draft pick of all time up there.
I mean.
He didn't play a snap.
Then it has to be the worst draft pick of all time, period. Yeah. He was a first round pick and never played a snap?
Never played.
They cut him?
Yeah.
I remember the name, but did he ever play anywhere in the NFL? Like, nope, the Raiders didn't even pick him up, or
not in Tennessee. I'd have to look it up. But Josh Simmons, thank you, text line. Yes.
Oh, God forbid you got a name wrong. Jesus.
Come on, man. Tell you something about Josh Simmons. I like that pick. Not a big fan.
It's still one of the greatest.
I would be super surprised.
Watch him start and dominate.
I mean, but that's one of those things where, like, I'd be okay to be wrong about.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, I don't know.
I was the Packers. I was wrong.
Oh.
But yeah, never played a snap.
Take 5. I'm kidding. Yeah. But no, it's I don't know, man, because I do think that there is a suspension game because, like, somebody says, like, you know, if he's not suspended, then, man, gear up with, you know, enough body armor because the hate bullets will be coming in like crazy.
Yeah, let them. But I mean, I feel like 2 games, like, slap on the wrist type of thing, and we can all move on.
Somebody says, I'd be more surprised if Gardner Minshew doesn't have a mustache at training camp. Well, those videos are coming too.
Yes.
QB1 has arrived at St. Joe from every single outlet on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. There'll be like 12, 14 tweets in a row. Yeah.
Some guys will be recording half of their show just so they can get down to St. Joe, get up to St. Joe to make sure they see these guys walk in.
You got to be kidding me. No way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, happens on the AM.
So you brought up a point yesterday. You took mine, but that's okay.
Oh, you can have the same one.
No. That's not how it works.
All right. That's
but you
fine.
Asked, what's the next big sporting event that you're ready to watch?
Yeah. ESPN Bet had a list of everything that's, you know, going to happen between now and the start of training camp, you know, in the sports world, which there's a lot really going on. You got the NBA draft this week. How do you guys feel about having the draft right after the NBA season ended?
Love
I kind of like it, man. It keeps the flow going, right? Keeps people kind of engaged in the league. And I was starting to think about, would we want the NFL draft to do that? No, the NFL draft's a different beast. It's its own sporting event. It really is. Like, the NFL draft is up here with everything else. You know, you focus on that because of the NFL world in which we live. But I kind of like the NBA draft right out. Like, because the NBA did their draft in, like, August. Who's paying attention at that point in time? I think you kind of capitalize on the momentum. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's the argument for it, right, is the momentum. Yeah. I think the argument against it is that you have nothing right now, and you could own this next 6 weeks. The NBA could own the summer. Kevin Durant traded, that should happen right now. Mm-hmm. That should be happening this morning. Drew Holiday should be happening today. That shouldn't have happened on Game 7.
A lot of big stuff happened during the finals,
exactly.
Man.
They need to elongate this offseason and take that spotlight. Take the time that is yours, because Christmas ain't yours anymore.
Show me his face.
Exactly. Yeah, come on. Show me your face in June and July when you have nothing else, because I think I get the momentum riding, but like in 4 weeks, have that draft and really take this next month to have your KD trades, your free agency talks, all that stuff. Own this time.
The other thing that's crazy too is that it ends after the NBA season, but like, when's the last time you watched these college kids play? Like, we know Cooper Flagg. We know the two kids from Rutgers.
Great
those
point.
Are your top three picks, but it's also like, yeah, like we haven't, you know, really seen any like combine stuff. I know it's there, but it's not advertised.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cooper Flagg hasn't played since they got knocked out in March, maybe early April.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even April for them. Yeah,
like we had an NFL draft before we saw the end of these college kids play.
Started baseball.
Yeah,
NFL draft. 2 months of playoffs in basketball. Mm-hmm. 2 months of playoffs in hockey. Like the NCAA tournament, that's ancient history right now.
I like how the baseball draft is. Baseball draft is in, what, like a week?
Yeah, it's the same with the All-Star break. Yeah,
so like, they do that during the All-Star break, and you're like, all right, so here we go. Like, it's awesome, because then they can come up within a year, like Caglione and Nick Kurtz and the kid from Boston. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But those guys, like, they get to come up that quickly, and you're like, oh, yeah, just watch this guy, Brandon Finnegan, pitching the World Series and the World Series. So, I mean, like, that's kind of cool. But basketball's draft, I think, is fine. I mean, the NBA is over. You get the NBA draft, and then go collect all your Bowman University boxes, because that's where the Cooper Flagg cards are.
But I do like the fact that the NBA hits it and quits it with a free agency. It's like the NFL. You go in there, you take care of business, you're done in 3 days, everybody's changed teams, and you move on. Baseball drags it out, and nobody wants that anymore. Baseball's offseason needs to be more like the NBA and the NFL, where you go so fast right at the beginning and everything happens. And then, you know, the pieces fall where they may later on. I love the excitement of free agency in the NBA and the NFL. I think it's awesome. And everybody's paying attention at midnight or 3 p.m. for the NFL, and everybody's excited about that. Baseball, it's like, yeah, we'll see you at the winter meetings. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you after the first of the year. We'll see you maybe at spring training. You know, like, I love the urgency that the NBA and the NFL have.
It's today.
With their free agency, yeah. And then we got UFC 317 this week, and something called the Club World Cup Final. I don't know what this is, but I keep seeing things about it. All-Star Game, the Open Championship, UFC 318, and then the Hall of Fame game after that. And that gets you to August 1st. And those are all the kind of the big events that we have coming up from a sports standpoint over the next, you know, month and a half, the next 6 weeks. And so there's a lot going on.
No Wimbledon
on the sports calendar. When does Wimbledon start?
Like in 2 weeks. It's always during the 4th of July.
I thought so too, but it's not on that list.
I'm wondering why. Because I know it's July.
Did they cancel it this year?
It's actually,
with the queen dying?
No. No way. You play it in her honor.
I mean, technically, it started yesterday. It's June 23rd through July 13th.
So Wimbledon's going on right now?
There you go.
How did Sampras do?
I'm kind of a sucker because I'm a baseball guy, but I love the All-Star game because I believe, I could be wrong, I think it's this year they're bringing back the actual team uniforms.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So it's none of these, you know, refractor, you know, super loud baseball uniforms.
Hey, fans spoke.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball listened again. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have the Home Run Derby. Everybody last year was like, oh, I don't know. But I mean, at least Bobby Witt Jr.'s in it. And it was amazing. Yeah. It was a fun Home Run Derby. You kind of get to see these new stars play. Like I saw they said that that center fielder Clark for the A's is going to be in the Home Run Derby this year.
Like robbing home runs?
Playing center field.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, add something like that to it.
That's a great idea.
You know?
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Have a guy out there that could rob home runs. Why not? That'd be a great idea. You have one in center, one in right, one in left. And if they go up there and snag one, like, sorry. Hit it further.
That would be really cool.
It's cost me a grand. That.
Yeah. You know, like sometimes you go to golf tournaments, they have the guy with that thing that launches the tee shot. Like have guys like that in the outfield who can jump and make crazy, like have the Savannah Bananas out there or something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Robbing home runs.
Have stilts out there walking around.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm serious. Look, my friend Paul and I have been advocating to baseball for years to have a horse in the outfield at all times. They don't tell us no. But for the All-Star game, why not have a horse running around out there during the Home Run Derby or something? But I love the fact of having an outfielder's trying to rob home runs. How cool would that be? Somebody loses by one. That's they got awesome. Robbed. Hey, tough. I'm looking forward to the Open. I always like the British Open. Number one, it's on when we're here, you know, and that course, wherever they play over there, it always looks so hard. And it always kind of romantic too. You think of Tom Watson, you think of the British Open and how special that is. And
it's the final major too, man. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of the wrap of golf. I mean, it's not if you're a golf junkie, but it's the last of the majors. So a lot of the, you know, the norm fans will be like, oh, all right, there's nothing. But then you get this year, you get the PGA, you get the FedEx Cup Championship, which is always awesome to watch. And then you get the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ryder Cup's still out there, but it'll be in September, kind of flooded by football, but it's still like, because I get into that weird situation where it's Ryder Cup Sunday, NFL Sunday, and I am torn. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to do.
Like, rip torn.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. By the way, Dallas Mavericks projected to take Cooper Flagg, number one overall.
Can you bet on that?
Yes.
Or is that off the board?
I mean, I'm sure it's off the board now. Dylan Harper, second overall pick out of Rutgers. And then VJ Edgercombe, he is the shooting guard from Baylor, projected to go third. So if you recognize his name, stop me. Knipple is going fourth to the Hornets.
Let's go Knipple.
Where's he from, Tennessee?
What? You should know that.
Cooper Flagg's running mate.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He's the one with a gigantic head.
Oh, all right. He's going fourth. So Duke's going to have two top picks.
And then Jeremiah Fears is going to go fifth overall to Oklahoma.
I never thought we'd be in a world where Duke would have more top five picks than Rutgers.
Yeah. And then Ace Bailey, the other kid from Rutgers, going sixth overall to the Wizards.
Which is what's great about the NIL is that you get programs like Rutgers who didn't make the tournament.
Crazy.
Like, you've got two top 10 picks, possible top five picks on your team. You didn't make the tournament. That coach needs to be fired. Like, that to me is a fireable offense as a coach.
I agree.
You have two top five picks and you can't make the NCAA tournament?
It's insane.
That's pathetic.
It's pitiful. I agree. It's embarrassing.
Seriously, like, you had two top five picks.
Gottlieb would have made the playoffs. Pitiful.
Man, let's not go that
you're
far.
You're right.
Okay, let's not go that far.
Gosh, the Brooklyn Nets have a ton of picks in the first round. Maximin Reinard is who the Celtics look as a mock draft from the ESPN.
Where's he from?
Power forward / center out of Stanford.
Okay, like a center. That's good.
Yep. Height without shoes, 7 foot.
Yeah, that's the way they're doing it this year. I think that started this year. Height without shoes. We're not doing shoes anymore.
7 foot, 236 pounds. That is a giant human being.
Without shoes?
7 foot what?
236 pounds.
Let's go.
That is a massive human being.
Yes, that's what I need.
And he's from Stanford going to Boston, so he's white.
Yes. Never heard of him.
Maximin Reinard. Maximus. That's what they're going to call him.
That's perfect.
So there you go. That's but no, yeah, I mean, All-Star game, NBA draft. You say the summer doesn't have sports. Come on.
I know. Yeah, there's stuff going on.
There's so much going on.
Maybe the Texans can help me out. Tapura versus Oliveira. That's a big card.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know.
It's the next UFC, I guess, that's next.
The next one. I know the Poirier and Holloway.
And it's also probably on ESPN. So
I imagine, yes.
Well, the prelims will be on ESPN. Then it'll be like, kick over to the pay-per-view to watch the rest of it.
I know the one that's later on that calendar is the Poirier Holloway one, and that one later this summer is gonna be great. But
that's on July 19th.
There you go.
Yeah, less than a month away from that one. So
Plus, if you want to follow the WNBA and Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham in the Anna Fever,
heck
you
yeah.
have all summer long to do that. Plus,
smash.
I think Angel Reese hit her first three-pointer the other day when they were down by 20.
Did she really?
I mean, there's
down
video.
20 and she hit a three?
There's video.
Wow.
She dominates. Swiss breaks, baby. So all-star voting is out. Only one Royals in the top five at any position,
mm-hmm.
and that's Bobby.
Bobby's second in the shortstop voting.
I mean, no one's passing the kid that's at first. Jacob Wilson will run away with that.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. People are infatuated with that kid right now, man.
I mean, dude, he's in like 348 as a rookie, and he's not doing just he's not just Luis Arraez. He's got like eight or nine home runs, a mm-hmm. couple of doubles as well, and he's playing good shortstop, and he's on a team that he won't be on in 3 years.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it. Now look, if they get smart in Sacramento and you want to make a splash, if you will, when you enter Las Vegas, you better have some good players on your roster. I mean, Oakland now, or whatever they're called, Sacramento, they can't continue to be cheapskates and suck at baseball and suck at running a baseball operation when you're moving to Las Vegas, Nevada, mm-hmm. because there's other things going on in Las Vegas now. They don't need you there. In fact, I don't think Las Vegas really wants them there, it seems like, right? They don't need you there. There's football, there's hockey, there's all kinds of other things to do. Baseball, kind of an afterthought. But you better go in there and you better put on a show, because that's what Las Vegas is about. And if you don't have good players on your team because you suck as an owner and you're trading all your players and you refuse to sign them because you're cheap, mm-hmm. then you're not going to be able to have success down there, and it's going to be the same old, same old. So they need to sign that kid, just like the Royals did, you know, with Bobby after his first big season. The A's would be smart to sign Wilson to a contract like the Royals gave to Bobby Witt Jr. and get that guy locked up and prove that you're going to be serious once you move to Las Vegas. Otherwise, it's just the same old in a new stadium, and you're going to put out the same results. And so that guy's legit. But the one thing that stood out to me with the All-Star voting is that when you look at designated hitter in the American League, mm-hmm. two of the top five DHs are former Royals, Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker. And those two guys, at least one of those guys, would be almost a godsend for this lineup right now. And they had both of them. To make matters worse, they got nothing for either of them. They waived Rooker, and they got some cash back from the Orioles, you know, to pay the difference, the salary or whatever, for Ryan O'Hearn. They have nothing to show for Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker on this roster right now, and that's what really sucks, because if you just kept one of those guys, this offense, I think, would be so much better than where it is. And if you want to acquire either of those guys now at the trade deadline, there's acquisition costs that goes into it. But that's going to go down as two of the biggest moves that backfired on this Royals organization, is getting rid of Brent Rooker and Ryan O'Hearn and getting nothing in return for at least one of those guys in the lineup right now. You're that much better. But you got nothing for Rooker, and you got a couple of bucks for Ryan O'Hearn. That stinks.
And to be fair with Rooker, the Royals weren't the only team that let that guy go. I mean, there were other teams that didn't take a chance too, and at 32, he kind of just found some sort of something, and maybe it was in Oakland and now in Sacramento and now soon in Vegas, that where he figured out. The same with Ryan O'Hearn. I mean, like, Ryan O'Hearn wasn't that guy here.
No.
Like, and again, I don't know if that's on your organization from the top or if that's from your development, but it didn't work out. Like, he just didn't hit here. He went to Baltimore, a smaller ballpark, a different place with a new face, and it's worked out.
Like,
who's to say, and like Vern talked about it earlier on the show yesterday, like, the Royals get these guys that don't do anything here. You look at Carlos Santana. He left the Royals. He became this guy. Rooker, O'Hearn, all. It just sometimes it just doesn't work in the system. And I don't know if I blame upper office or if you blame development, because Ryan O'Hearn, I don't know if he comes back here and is that same hitter. Maybe he is, but I mean, it worked in Baltimore. It hasn't worked here. It worked in Oakland for Rooker. It didn't work anywhere else. Minnesota, Kansas City, Toronto, wherever else he played. It didn't work there either. So, good for them, I guess. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, I mean, geez, he had one of those bats.
One of those bats.
Taylor
Ward. That's
even.
It. Yeah, Taylor Ward, which is a potential. But I mean, yeah, you misread on players all the time. Like, every organization has misread on players, and every organization has hit on players. It's part of the deal.
And baseball more than anything.
Oh, God, yes, because there's so many of them. But I think a lot of the Ryan O'Hearn thing, I think his failures was a product of Mike Matheny. And I'll take that to my grave. I just think when he was the manager here, there was just, he didn't change with the generation. Like, Ned Yost changed as a manager, as a person, because he even said it. He goes, look, if I'm going to have success, I've got to adapt to the players that are playing today. I can't have 25 or 26 guys adapt to me. And it felt like Mike Matheny was kind of like that, where he wanted everybody to do it his way. And it just doesn't work that way anymore. Like, you can't be that militant guy where you have guys tense all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, the tensest, you know, you can't have that going on inside a clubhouse for baseball. And that's what it was like when Matheny was manager. And some guys obviously don't produce under that. And you get away from that. You get away from that militant type of pressure every single day. And things work out better for you. And so change of scenery is good, but it still doesn't make you, you know, like, oh man, they made good moves by getting rid of those guys. Hindsight would tell you they swung and missed on both Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker, and even one of those guys in the lineup right now. And maybe we're talking about a completely different season.
I mean, Michael Garcia is seventh in third base.
Yeah. How is that when he leads in every...
Easy, buddy. Easy, bud.
Every GD category out there, when it comes to third baseman, he's dominating.
Well, you got Bregman and Ramirez that play in your division, right? Yeah. Like, I think George is even quoted as saying, like, he would have played a lot more All-Star games if Brooks Robinson wasn't in the AL with him. So a lot of that there. But I do want to ask you guys, like, a sidebar question. Do you think, which sport do you think misses out more on the, like, extracurricular activities? The NBA on the dunk competition or MLB on the home run competition?
I don't know. I think both of them have been tired. You know?
Because I'd love to see, like, Soto versus Judge.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine that at Home Run Derby. You don't have to be a diehard baseball fan, but who's going to win in that battle? You have Cal Raleigh versus, I don't know, Bobby Witt Jr., per se. Like, those are just, like, some matchups you'd want to see, but we'll get, like, you know, and that's not a, you know, the guy who won it last year, what was his name, like, not Oscar Tavares, but was it?
No. Pete Alonso.
Nah, he won it the two previous years. But yeah, I mean, like, Pete Alonso is a perfect person for the All-Star or for the Home Run Derby. The big juggernaut home run hitter. But like, I want to see like De La Cruz versus Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, like if you go position matchups.
Soto versus Judge.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Cal Raleigh versus name a guy, whoever.
Salvi.
Well, he's not going to be an All-Star this
year. No, I know.
But, I mean, we've seen that you don't have to be an All-Star to be in the Home Run Derby competition. But I just feel like with the NBA, obviously, the dunk competition has been missed. The G League players won 2 years in a row.
I mean, you're having fake people in the dunk competition.
Yeah, I've won it 3 years in a row now.
Max, awesome.
No doubt. G League, baby.
Heck yeah.
But it's
why do I want to watch those guys in a dunk competition?
Yeah, the dunk competition... The whatever you're saying with the Home Run Derby has way more legs than dunk competition can ever have.
At least the Home Run Derby has real players. Yes. In it. We're not going to the minor leagues and going, all right, give me this guy. Nobody wants to watch that.
Also, it's like it's objective. It's hitting a home run. It's like a dunk. We've already seen dunks. How do you rate it?
Oh, you jumped over a Kia.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
As we've once seen leaked everything. By Ben Maller. true story.
Yeah.
Literally, look it up. Or you just let Dickie Lovelady throw pitches to everybody in the Home Run Derby.
This story picked up yesterday, big time. We were told by a former PR guy that we couldn't call him Dickie Lovelady.
Oh, I remember that email. His name is Richard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some PR guy complained to us about it, so we could no longer call him, you know, Dickie Lovelady. And then he announces yesterday that he wants to be called and basically has changed his name from Richard Lovelady to Dickie Lovelady. And I saw SNY first tweeted Dickie Lovelady. I'm like, are they just joking? Like, what's going? And then TMZ had the damn story.
You know, when they have it, it's real.
If TMZ is rolling out and talking about Dickie Lovelady, then you know it is real. But I will never forgive that person who decided that, you know, we couldn't say Dickie Lovelady because he didn't want that. And then goes out there and says, I want to be called Dickie Lovelady now.
I'll never forget that. Even Alex even sent a tweet out yesterday. He's like, didn't we get in trouble for calling that? Yes, we did, sir. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Somebody says Cags versus Alonso. Went to the same high school. That'd be cool. And then also Soto versus Judge. No. How about Ohtani versus Judge? I need to take a break after seeing that text because I would absolutely lose my mind.
I know that I'm hard. I mean, Ohtani versus Judge. What about Ohtani pitching to Judge in the Home Run Derby?
How about Jack pitches to Ohtani and Ohtani pitches to Jack? Maybe we see that as well. Coming up at 9 o'clock hour, we're going to the start bench cut. On the other side, though, worst prep talk of all time. We might have just heard it yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Minutes away from Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Also, you all, 913-586-7965, can join us on the text line as well as going to YouTube,
Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. Like and subscribe to the page. It'll pop right up. Then you can just watch our beautiful faces. It's not even close when it comes to the best-looking show on this station.
Oh, it's not even close, no.
Runner-up is The Drive. Alex just has to carry a lot of weight. She's such a smooth ride. But no, it's, you know, just one of those things you can do, and you can tell people, hey, they had this really funny topic called Start, Bench, Cut that they do, and it was worth the engagement. But there are sometimes when prep talks work and prep talks don't work, and sometimes team meetings work, sometimes closed-door team meetings do work and they don't work. Here's a little audio.
Here's our game plan. We're going out there this first half, and we're going to explode like a bomb. Then the second, we're just going to get higher. Third quarter, we're going to get higher. And the fourth quarter, we're just going to catch on fire, and that's our game plan. And let's just go out and do it that way.
I'd rather you just not say anything. One more time in case you missed it.
Here's our game plan. We're going out there this first half, and we're going to explode like a bomb.
Okay.
Then the second, we're just going to get higher. Third quarter, we're going to get higher. Mm-hmm. And the fourth quarter, we're just going to catch on fire. And that's our game plan. And let's just go out and do it that way.
You talk about his fans in the second and third quarter, they're going to get higher, so they have to watch this. So I stumbled upon this somehow yesterday. I don't know why this is floating around. But that's by a guy by the name of Bill Peterson, who I've never heard of in my entire life. And I would venture to say Binkley doesn't even know who this guy is, right? Seriously, like, I don't know who this guy is.
Stopped in his tracks.
Did he really?
No.
Okay. The Houston Oilers, he coached from 72 and 73, so long before I was even considered to be born, right? They were 1-18 when this guy was coaching them, and you can see why. That was it's video in the locker room, and the guy's wearing Sansabelt slacks, and he's got the play sheet tucked in his back pocket. Like, it looks so bad, and then you hear that. Could you imagine being a football player or a human, and that's your boss telling you to go out there and knock him dead today? I mean, it's just brutally bad, man.
In the fourth quarter, I mean,
that's up there with like Sean McDermott's halftime speech.
Yikes. Yeah. That's so good.
I mean, we're going to get higher, and then the second quarter, we get higher, and the third quarter, we get higher, and the fourth quarter, we'll catch fire.
Fourth quarter.
And then he screwed it up, too. Like, he had this thing prepared, and he was going to get this out.
We're going to explode.
And these people are looking at him like, what in the hell are you doing? And then the next video I saw was Earl Campbell advertising Skol and how delicious Skol was.
Heck yeah. Binkley would have liked that one.
I think that's who Binkley thinks is the greatest running back of all time.
Earl Campbell.
Yeah. Believe so.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a halftime speech and you want somebody to get you riled up, you just...
Who's the man of the day? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
And then a dynamite line comes right after that. But, I mean, I don't know if you can beat it.
Here's our game plan. We're going out there this first half, and we're going to explode like a bomb. Then the second, we're just going to get higher. Third quarter, we're going to get higher. And the fourth quarter, we're just going to catch on fire, and that's our game plan. And let's just go out and do it that way.
Sounds like the coach of the Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau.
Buttermaker.
Yeah, Buttermaker, that's right. That's who I thought of when I heard that the first time.
It like, kind of sounds like him, right?
That's back in the day when you still ripped the top off your beer can.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, 1-18 says all you need to know about that guy's track record, but that is unbelievable, man. That's an NFL coach.
I mean, that you kind of have to know it. Do you have, is it, are pep talks better when you know what you're saying or when you just let it go off the cusp?
I think there's a combination of both. And like when Marty used to do his, there's a gleam and all that. Like, that was all prepared type stuff that he had. I think you have to go in prepared of what you're going.
Are we still
on the air? Are we still on the air? I mean, I'm sure we're still, there we go.
And right. Power's and back power, on.
So that
camera's down.
Rolling blackouts, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
to
summer.
We're going
to
go back out here after the power outage. We're going to get higher and higher. We're going to explode like a bomb. We're going to keep doing things good here, see?
Yeah. No, I think it's a combination of both. I think you have a plan going in, and then you let your emotions carry you away.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do. And that guy, he missed on all levels.
Yeah.
On everything, like literally everything he missed on. There was no emotion. There was nothing motivating. There was nothing interesting about any of that.
Chewing tobacco is the athlete's tobacco from Ryan. Sounds like Burt Reynolds. No, it sounds like Walter Matthau.
Oh, it sounds like 1920s reporter guy. Why is Spector in it? Did he screw something up? Is that why we went off the air?
He's out there with wire cutters. Yeah. You guys are up to such a good start. Let's let everybody catch up to the competition.
Sounded like Lou Holtz before you said the guy's name.
A little bit. Yeah, I could see that. Not
it's going to be a really tough play here in this game, Lay.
Yeah, not as guttural as it could be, but yeah, close to Lou Holtz, yeah.
Somebody from the text line, has Mac seen Bad News Bears? And no, not the Billy Bob Thornton one.
No Mac, there's no chance he's seen Bad News Bears.
He hasn't seen Big Daddy.
He hasn't seen Billy Madison.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he's like one when that movie came out.
Yeah. It was negative 20 when Bad News Bears was out. Hell, I don't even know that I was alive when that first came out.
I know I wasn't, but that movie's great. What's that center fielder's name that drives the bike through the, drinks beer and smokes cigarettes?
Beer and smokes cigarettes as a kid, yeah.
That movie was great. That was one of those movies that came on. It came out in 1976.
Yeah, so I wasn't even born yet, yeah. But I've seen it.
And the other one came out in 2005, so Mac was 4 when the other one came out.
Yeah, but that's not as good as the original
right? 8.
Well, yes. Did they have in 2005, did they have like all the booze and cigarettes? Like, did they have kids smoking cigarettes in the 2005 one?
I mean, Billy Bob was in it, so I'm sure that they were definitely smoking cigarettes and having beer, because Billy Bob Thornton just doesn't really care. I forgot Tatum O'Neal was in that. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Coach Morris Buttermaker. I'm going to go watch that.
That went a collection, and they end up in the Astrodome.
I want you to go out there and make every play in the outfield. Don't let anybody else catch it. Bad News Bears. Tight End U is back for a fifth year. For those of you that don't know what Tight End U is, it is that university that the tight ends of the NFL, the great ones, do. Right on the list of George Kittle, Travis Kelce. I think, is Trey McBride in it now? Is he one of those guys that's in this tight end unit?
There's a bunch of them, man. There's a bunch of them that, you know.
Evan Ingram's in it, I think.
I haven't even heard all these guys.
You have the list?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
I don't think you are.
You're right, I'm lying
to you. Well, because that link isn't right. That's why we asked.
I don't think St. Brown is a tight end.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's interesting because it is a generational type of position that has gotten more and more talented, that is fun to watch, right? Like, you have McBride, you have Kelce, you have Kittle, you have Ingram, you have Laporta, you have Ty Warren from Penn State that's now in the NFL.
Brock Bowers
in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like, all these tight ends, like, you're starting to run out of numbers to where you're starting to get into, like, 10, 15, where it used to be like, oh, here's, you know, Shannon Sharp. Okay, now here's Tony Gonzalez. Now here's Antonio Gates. And it wasn't like, oh, here's a cluster of them. It has now become a position of prime in the NFL, and it's kind of cool to see.
And it's probably the next position that's going to get paid, too, you know? And I think that's a good reason why Travis, you know, retires for us. We don't ever have to really pay the tight end here in Kansas City, which is perfect. And I think that's probably the next position to get paid. But I always loved tight end. I always wanted to be a tight end when I was a kid. My dad always wanted to be a tight end. I mean, you go back to the 60s, there was a handful of tight ends. Like, Mike Ditka was the great tight end back then and whatnot. And you had a couple in the 80s and 90s, but nothing like it is today. It's a sexy position right now in the NFL. And if you're not going to be a wide receiver and you still got the ability to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Catch the ball. Tight end is a great route to go. And I think that's the next group that gets paid. And they all produce, man. Like, it seems like every team now has a legitimate tight end.
Did you know that they used to all, a lot of them used to play basketball?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
That's right. Yeah. Coming up on the other side is start, bench, cut. Also from the text line, no wonder Rutgers went 15-17 and missed the tournament. That coach can't give a speech. Coming up on the other side, start, bench, coach. Start, bench, cut. From Jay's Southland Tow Service here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.